This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in, opening up KER Politics right now. I'm going to start talking with a gentleman who is in charge of an organization that I think very, very highly of, and that organization is CPA, Coalition for a Prosperous America. Michael Stumo is the Chief Executive Officer of CPA. And talk a little bit right now with Mike about trade issues. Michael put out a missive this past week talking about NAFTA, and we're going to talk about that first. I'm going to get into the entire concept, for lack of better terms, of what's hurting consumers in the United States and what isn't. CPA's latest NAFTA article, Michael has written about this before, is talking about consumer prices. Certainly President Trump has raised a possibility of withdrawing from the North American Free Trade Agreement, i.e. NAFTA, saying, personally, I don't think we can make a deal. I think we'll end up probably terminating NAFTA at some point. Well, people could say, you know, more fodder for the left. I'm saying that's absolutely not my opinion at all. My opinion, purely and simply, is that I think Trump really believes in America for the Americans. My personal comment is here that he is doing everything he can to help people like Mr. Stumo and Al Corlin and his family, and I'd like to see more of that go on. Mike, your feelings about NAFTA?
Well, of course, NAFTA was a disaster for the U.S. We ended up getting a lot of imports from Mexico, but they didn't buy a lot of our American production. But we hear with the, we hear a lot of the import lobby and the big business lobby saying, well, you can't mess with NAFTA because you're gonna hurt consumers and consumers are gonna pay more. And, really the analysis is, do you make more in wages than you are buying? But just on the consumer harm, we found that, tariffs, assuming Trump were to withdraw from NAFTA, which isn't necessarily a likelihood, prices would go up in a way that would be very hard to detect because U.S. tariffs are so low anyway. If NAFTA went away, the goods coming in from Mexico would pay on average of about a 2.5% tariff. And Mexican goods are, well, the U.S. is less import dependent than almost any country in the world, in that imports are a smaller share of our economy than most all countries in the world, and Mexico is a small share of that. So in other words, the upshot is the whole consumer price scare is false.
I want to talk a little bit about the macro issue here, but I want to save that for the next segment, if you don't mind. My opinion about Trump's comment about we may have to withdraw, or we may withdraw, it's not a good deal, I don't think we can make a deal, etc. I would have to say that probably most people who are truly familiar with the effect of NAFTA on consumer prices, the true effect of NAFTA on consumer prices, would agree with him and would agree with the fact that the people who are really getting hurt are the folks living in the U.S. who are, taking part in our economy, for lack of better terms. It's just fodder for the left again. Would you agree with that?
Well, the trade issue doesn't cut the trade issue doesn't cut cleanly along partisan lines. Trump isn't a typical Republican. I mean, some Republicans, some Democrats, will agree with it. But very few people are calling for NAFTA to go away. We've been raising the possibility because we really need to, focus on building U.S. wages, building the U.S. economy, and getting rid of these trade deficits and the offshoring. And the whole consumer harm argument by the crony capitalists and the multinationals are designed to keep them importing the cheapest goods possible, but they don't pass on the savings to consumers.
Trump made an interesting comment in his prior to his election. He made an interesting comment. He said, the only people who are really benefiting right now from the various trade agreements, which obviously would include NAFTA, around the world are the other people, not necessarily the United States. And I think that's very, very true. I think that if we're going to get out of the doldrums that we're in, I think that some things have to be done to strengthen our economy. Now, admittedly, we're not going to be able to compete from a wage standpoint. For example, Nike shoes living in the Northwest, that's a great example that comes to mind. I mean, if Nike shoes were manufactured in the United States as Allen Edmonds shoes, which I happen to buy, by the way, are, their prices would skyrocket.
As do I.
Yeah, and their prices would skyrocket. But the fact of the matter is, there has to be a happy medium someplace here. And I'm not sure, Michael, that we're approaching that happy medium.
No, we're not. And actually, our trade deficit is getting a little bit worse this year because we haven't yet taken any strong action. But, yeah, Trump is right that other countries are benefiting. We're not. The U.S. consumer is funding the rise in Chinese worker wages and Chinese state-owned enterprise profits. Happy enough to see Chinese workers get a bit of a raise so they're not digging potatoes with their hands.
Sure.
But we can't afford to have the whole world grow on the backs of our consumers because we now have a middle class that's less than a majority. We have to get some balance, and a balanced trade scenario where we sell about as much as we buy. It's not a no-trade scenario. It's a balanced trade scenario because those other countries, you know, they overproduce, they underconsume, they export their overcapacity, and they excessively rely on U.S. consumers for growth, and that can't continue forever.
Well, I think the world is, the international community, I think, is relying on the United States for growth, certainly more than we're relying on them, for lack of better terms. And that, I think, is something that is great if you want to use the feel-good philosophy that I think the left is using right now. You know, everybody's created equal, et cetera, et cetera. Let's not worry about ourselves, but let's worry about everybody else. Well, look where that's gotten us. I mean, let's talk about the trade deficit. The trade deficit really isn't really doing much right now in terms of improving, is it, Michael?
No, it's not. It's getting, you know, we're on track to be about 10% worse of a trade deficit this year than last year. That means about, you know, 5 million lost jobs, good paying jobs, especially, you know, in the goods sectors, because most of the jobs we create are low wage, low hour jobs, less than $600 a week with, you know, services and burger flipping and working at Dunkin' Donuts. So, you know, it's crucial to fix that. And the Democrats, you know, are to the extent they're pro-global globalists, you know, like the international humanitarian aspect of it. And the country club Republicans, you know, think just cutting tariffs will make us rich. And that hasn't worked out either because other countries game the system and we've refused to neutralize how they game the system and to our detriment. And so we've had wage stagnation and, you know, income insecurity, which people, you know, voted against Hillary as a result.
Yeah, exactly. And probably would continue to vote perhaps to an extent against that particular party. Having said that, let's talk about how other countries game the system. That's a very interesting point.
Sure. Well, you know, China has a massive, you know, a state-planned economy, and people dismiss that saying, huh, that didn't work for the Soviet Union, but China's really perfected it. They're pretty smart. They have five-year plans. They have targets to subsidize key industries, whether it's steel or solar panels or semiconductors. And I know from my members, they say, when we see our industry sector show up on a Chinese five-year plan, we have to look at moving out of that sector because we can compete with other companies, but we can't compete with other countries who will subsidize until they win.
And
that's a big piece of it.
Yeah, and you also have to consider not only that, subsidize until you win, but you also have to consider the fact about exchange rates. Exchange rates also is a very important issue in this particular case. We're going to carry on this conversation with Michael Stumo in the next segment right now. Going to take a real quick pause for the cause, taking a commercial break, going to be right back with Michael Stumo.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing our discussion with Mr. Stumo, Michael Stumo from the Coalition for Prosperous America here. Mike, we were talking about things like gaming the system by other countries. We were talking about how we can definitely not compete with other countries who significantly subsidize their industries. And I want to talk about something else, and that is I'm curious as to what kind of response you and your colleagues are getting in your efforts to convince the current American politicians that this is what needs to happen. But before we talk about that, let's talk about gaming the system a little bit. And I guess that comment would be directed almost primarily at China. Is that a correct assumption on my part?
Well, China, Japan, Germany, and South Korea are the big, in different ways, they game the system, and they're persistent trade surplus countries. And as I said, the surplus countries, they overproduce, underconsume, export their overcapacity to others like the U.S. and rely excessively on us to grow. But, you know, for many years, China was and Japan were currency manipulators, so was South Korea, but China was the big one. And, you know, the U.S. has the wrong-headed idea, or many of them do, that a strong dollar makes a strong economy. It's the weak currency countries that develop their production and have full employment and develop wages. They're the ones that grow and produce to become world superpowers. That's how Japan did it. That's how China's doing it. And that's how Germany is the only, you know, good economy in Europe. Because of weaker currencies. The U.S. dollar is about 25% overvalued, which makes all farmer and rancher and manufacturer goods about 25% too expensive overseas.
Sure.
It's a massive, massive problem. It devalues our goods. It devalues our services and devalues our labor. And we need to get our dollar down to a competitive, what we call it, a trade balancing equilibrium price, which is about 25% lower. And probably need to focus on our own currency, because telling other countries what to do isn't working so well. We should look at what we have in our power.
No, it hasn't worked well at all. I mean, actually, all you have to do is look at the growth. Let me be perfectly candid here. Look at the lack of growth, for lack of better terms, here in the GDP, the annual growth. It's absolutely abysmal. There's no question about that. I'm curious, Mike and Mike, you guys are obviously talking to most of the decision makers back in Washington, D.C., members of Congress, members of the House, et cetera, et cetera. What kind of response are you getting to this discussion?
Right. Well, you know, the voter push to get candidate Trump to become President Trump had a lot to do with trade and trade cheating and the like. Unfortunately, Congress hasn't really changed, and the career bureaucrats in the administration haven't changed. And so I fear that he's losing the impetus from the voters to carry through. So we're trying to help those in the administration that are trying to focus, you know, on the voter wishes, you know, to fix trade. But you do have Gary Cohn, who's on the National Economic Council, who's, you know, pushing back. And then Steve Mnuchin of the Treasury, who's pushing back. So there's still, you know, we're a couple elections away, if the trend continues with voter interest in trade, from getting Congress to really get it through their head that we have to fix it. Because right now, Kevin Brady, who's the chair of the Ways and Means Committee, which is has jurisdiction over trade deals, and Orrin Hatch, who chairs the Finance Committee, they don't want anything done with NAFTA. And they don't really want much done with China or currency. They would just like it tweaked and have a NAFTA 2.0 look a lot like NAFTA 1.0.
You know, the thing I don't understand is Orrin Hatch is a pretty savvy politician. He's been around for an awful long time. And I guess the one comment that I could make is that I simply don't understand how people don't have an interest in this, because anybody who has taken Econ 101 as an undergraduate at university, you know, and most of the politicians are pretty sharp, pretty well educated, et cetera, they realize that with the type of system that we're involved in right now, there is simply no way that we're going to be able to grow because of the quote-unquote gaming in the system that you're talking about by other countries.
Yeah, that's right. We're uncomfortable having a strategy to grow. We're uncomfortable having a strategy to really supercharge a diverse array of U.S. supply chains. The tax reform is good. It's good enough to talk about, but if it ends up taking the same amount of GDP, you know, tax revenue as a percent of GDP as before, if they just mix it around, it's not a big deal. Trade is where it's at. We're bleeding too much demand, you know, too much of our consumer demand is bleeding overseas. And so it doesn't make sense to produce here with all that demand bleeding overseas. We need to have a strategy. We used to have a strategy in the 1800s and early 1900s. But we don't now, and you can't play this game when others have strategies to grow and you don't.
You know, I got to tell you, this makes all of the sense in the world to me. But then again, I've been involved in the economics aspect of life, for lack of better terms, for about 45 years. I simply don't see how people can't understand this. There are so many political issues out there right now that just make absolutely no sense to me. Economically, the way this country is going right now, if people don't take heed of the philosophy of the of your organization, we're just going to wither up and blow away, for lack of better terms.
Right. Well, China used their strategy to go from being, you know, an isolated country to, in 5 years, China will grow on the backs of U.S. consumer money, will grow to become the biggest economy in the world in 5 to 10 years. And they will continue getting bigger. In 5 years, the era of the U.S. being the economic superpower in the world will end, for all intents and purposes, forever. Now, if that's what we want to do, if that's our goal, if that's our foreign policy goal, if that's our global goal, we're doing a good job of it. But if that's not our goal, we have to have a strategy to grow here and to maintain, you know, our standard of living, because you lead in this world by productive growth. And we have to have a strategy to get there. But the big, you know, the voters get it. But still, the big money on the multinationals and the import lobby is what's funding the politicians currently. And so, you know, that's what you hear in the trade publications. That's what you're hearing too much still in Washington, because the big money is on the other side.
Why don't people realize that the big money, i.e. Jeff Bezos, I'm sure to a very large extent, Microsoft boys, you know, Paul Allen, et cetera, et cetera. Globalism is what's going to put more money in their pockets, and certainly a bit more money into their employees' pockets, for lack of better terms. But that's not the entire country, man. That's just a very small portion of our population. How can they, in all good consciousness, go in that direction? Got about 15 seconds. It just doesn't make sense.
Sure. Yeah, they're looking at their own bottom line. The CEO, the life of a CEO is very short. They want to grow very quickly, take their golden parachute and go home. And, you know, the country doesn't matter under that calculus.
I have to say that, in my opinion, globalists are the epitome of selfishness. Michael Stumo, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Here with one of my best friends and one of my favorite guests, Doc Richard Postma, Charlie, a.k.a. World Traveler, World Remodeler, for lack of better terms. You know, let me just wrap this up by saying, or introduce this by saying, please do look in the Coalition for a Prosperous America. Support them if you can. It's an organization that is really worth supporting. I'm doing it personally. Just go to their website, coalitionforprosperousamerica.com. Doc, we haven't talked politics for an awful long time. Now, let's chat a little bit about what your impression of what's been accomplished during the Trump administration has been, if anything. Let me just say that some numbers that I have seen of late, just actually a couple of days ago, have shown that government employment has gone down by a fairly substantial amount, around 11,000 employees. State employment has also gone down. State government employment, I should say, has also gone down. And manufacturing jobs in 2017 so far have increased a fairly large amount. More about that into the next segment. But is the guy doing a good job or a bad job, in your opinion, Doc?
I think when you look at what he has accomplished and what he wants to accomplish, overall, I would say he's doing pretty good, especially considering that the entire establishment is after his head, which is very difficult. In fact, I found it interesting when the California senator, Senator Feinstein, actually said the other day that they have to give him a chance, and she's taken a lot of heat for that. And I got to give her credit. I haven't thought very highly of any of those obtuse people out there in California, but that represent people out there. But I've got to give Feinstein credit for coming out and being bold enough to say that.
I never thought she'd say that. Yeah.
Yeah, she's taken some big hits for it, but she's 84. I guess she can say really what she should be saying and not taking a party line. So I find that encouraging. What Trump wants to accomplish actually will be a positive for this country if he can instill a lot of what he wants to do. From my perspective, of course, his tweets drive people crazy, and he's like a loose cannon, but maybe he does that for a purpose. And he's got a pretty good guy, Kelly, there that seems to be able to start to organize his administration. And hopefully with time, and I'm sure he'll get something done with the taxes. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to happen. And I think the Democrats will fall into line for that as long as they get a little bit of what they want thrown in as well. So, I think overall, he's doing the right things. I think fortunately, he's not trying to separate or create divisions between the police and the citizens on the street. I think from that standpoint, it's a problem. And he tends to be divisive just from the fact of what he says sometimes, but a lot of that divisiveness is created by the mainstream media interpreting, you know, based on what he says that, you know, he's a racist or whatever with their identity politics. And so most people understand that, so they don't listen to it anymore. But overall, I think the man has done pretty good. And another thing that he's done that I was impressed with is with the VA, where if you're incompetent or you can't seem to do a job for the veterans, you can be fired. And that's something that hasn't been done in years in Washington, to put jobs at risk of people who are incompetent or are just hanging on being part of government and figuring they want to collect a paycheck without really representing the people and getting things done for the people.
You know, the only complaint I have about President Trump, and I really only have one complaint about him, and it's kind of a significant complaint in my mind, I have to say, and I'd like to get some of your opinions out there on that issue, and that is I don't think in a sense that he's as effective a leader as he could be, and here's the reason why I say that. I don't think he is as diplomatic. I don't think he's willing to give and take, and I don't think that he is willing to attempt to make situations win-win situations. And that's something that I am very disappointed in. I do have to say that. The proof is in the pudding. I mean, look at what Feinstein said. The proof is in the pudding. Look at the government employment numbers, et cetera, et cetera. Look at the fact that North Korea doesn't seem to be as big a threat today as it was, let's say, even as brief a period of time ago as 2 months. You know, it appears that he has gotten China on our side to basically squash Kim Jong-un from all of his, I would have to say, very, very radical actions. But I know that's his style, but I would just like to see him do it perhaps in a bit of a different way. And the reason I say that, Doc, is because I'm sick and tired of the left having all the fodder that they've got to put him down.
Well, Al, I can understand why you say that. But what I find healthy about that is we have a president for the first time in our history that I've been alive and has the guts to go up against the establishment.
Yes, he does.
And to go up against what is politically correct. He's destroying political correctness. And the other people we've had in that office, as far as I am concerned, have been cowards. They have not addressed that sort of thing, and it's been demoralizing, and it's hurt this country and put us in the position. One of the reasons why we have the divisiveness today is because of politically correct movement. And so Trump is willing to go out there with his leading with his jaw and take these people on, and I think that actually I applaud him for that. And I think it's going to be a positive in the long run, because he can, from that point, at some time in his administration, hopefully, start to back off and then work with people, and it'll be a win-win. But these people have not been called for their divisiveness ever. since I've been alive, and for their political correctness, which mm-hmm. is just demoralizing, and it's an evil that has been foisted on this country. And I tell you, the fact that he's gone after them, that to me is one of the biggest positives, I think, because we finally have somebody in the White House who points out what's been going on. Especially, he's unmasked the media. He's shown us what they really are about, and some of us have known that for years, but now it's so blatant that more Americans finally understand it.
You know, I got to tell you, Doc, I pray to God that you're right in that particular assessment. And the reason I say that is because I firmly believe that the political correctness in our country has really taken away from allowing our country to improve in a positive direction. And the reason I say that is that because of political correctness, we have definitely gotten away from, for lack of better terms, our Judeo-Christian origins. But you know what? I firmly believe that if we simply lived by Judeo-Christian origins, that would make life so much simpler. And that's not to say that people who don't share that belief don't have a place in society, and I want to stress that, because they certainly do. You can't exclude anybody, but the fact of the matter is there is a certain way that life really should go on. We have to have moral values, and honesty is certainly one of those values, and I'm not so sure that I'm seeing that necessarily, Doc, on the part of the left. And the reason I say that is simply, you know, look at what former Secretary Clinton's campaign did to Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, agree or disagree, is a decent human being, and he probably would have had the ability almost to beat Trump in the election because people were very, very fired up about him. And the Democratic Party really, in my opinion, dishonestly took the guy out of the process.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hey, welcome in. Chatting about Hurricane Harvey right now, talking with Jeff Deist. You know, Jeff, Hurricane Harvey, the way the situation was handled by the people of Houston is, in my opinion, an extremely large kudo for the libertarian philosophy. I say that because one thing we didn't see in during Katrina is we did not see necessarily a lot of people helping each other out. What we saw in Houston before the other states came in and sent relief teams to help out also is people banded together, Jeff, and they really helped each other. Why the hell aren't they doing that in this country as a whole?
Texas is very unique, Al, and Houstonians are outdoorsy. They tend to have trucks and boats and animals and know how to work with machinery and equipment you know, you could say in a sense, I spent a lot of time in Houston working for Dr. Paul, and you could say in a sense that they're just a little bit tougher, and they're they live a little closer to the land, a little closer to Mother Nature. That's obviously a broad generalization. There are obviously lots of people in Houston who are very, live in urban, skyscraper type settings, but it's a very outdoorsy place. And what I think is so interesting is that, you have a community, really, Harris County and some of the adjoining counties are vast, many, many millions of people, something like 6 million people. And they're all right about or not much above sea level. And if you look at an aerial map of Houston, there are rivers and bayous throughout, all of which ultimately feed into the Gulf of Mexico. And very few people live more than a few miles from some kind of water in Houston. So it doesn't take much in terms of storm surge to flood 3, 4, 5 million people. It's really unprecedented. Not the flooding itself is not unprecedented. We've seen this dozens of times in Houston over the past 100-odd years. But what is unprecedented is having so many people living there. And so it raises a lot of questions about moral hazard. It raises a lot of questions about development. It raises a lot of questions about urbanization, flood insurance, and how we pay for all of this, and whether Houston represents kind of a natural market phenomenon of a growing metropolis, or whether it's been unduly subsidized through flood insurance and other ways of sort of offsetting the true and full cost of living there. But I think that people are going to think long and hard about this, and I'm not sure that we've yet seen just how destructive this storm has been in Houston. If you'll recall, Al, it took a week or maybe more before we really understood what Katrina had done in New Orleans.
You know, that's very true. But the thing I want to bring out here, I know the devastation down there is terrible. The loss of life when it occurred was absolutely terrible. But the fact of the matter is, what is really, really interesting to me, and I think a real tribute to the libertarian philosophy, is those folks got together and worked to make sure the medical emergencies were taken care of. They got together and to make sure that any loss of life that occurred, everybody tried their damnedest to prevent it. Boy, you don't see that in a lot of parts of the country right now, Jeff. I mean, kudos to the Houstonians, right?
Well, yeah, it's a neighborly approach. There is a cowboy way. That sounds like a cliche, but again, you know, there's a lot of real hands-on, competent people. And also, you know, Texas in general, but Houston in particular, has a long history of accepting industries and lifestyles that are a little tougher than other parts of the country, like petrochemical industry and oil refineries. So Houston hasn't had the kind of not in my backyard mentality that you see in a lot of the blue cities on the two coasts. So it is interesting to contrast, I'm speaking more culturally than politically, contrast a red state response to a disaster versus a blue state response. There's just a lot more people in red states who have kind of a working class or blue collar background that become more useful during an emergency. That's how I see it.
Well, what I think is interesting is a contrast here, and I'm not saying that all the left wing is this way, but I'm saying, I think that this is probably a characteristic of the right wing versus the left wing. You know, Dan Pacini's dad, who had the largest CPA firm located in the area between San Francisco on the south and Alaska on the north, largest independent CPA firm, told Kathy one time when we were having a political discussion, she said, you know, one of the reasons that I'm as avidly of a conservative as I am is because conservative write checks to help other people out. And he said, I haven't seen that so much in the liberal spectrum. Well, I don't know how Houston votes down to a gnat's eye, for lack of better terms, but Texas is pretty much a Republican state. Here's people who get it together. They do this for their fellow man. They don't do it so they can win elections. Know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true. Now, Houston proper is a blue city.
Mm-hmm.
Urban Houston certainly voted for Hillary Clinton. Has a Democratic mayor, et cetera. But I think you're right. I think there's something to this. I do think that there's some sort of deep-seated psychological difference oftentimes between conservatives and progressives in terms of their views towards charity and the role of the state. And maybe that does make conservatives more charitable, more giving, because they don't believe as much in the state welfare system. But at this point, I mean, this is such a vast city, Houston, that, you know, we're speaking in huge generalities. But I will say this, is that, you know, nobody minds those blue-collar guys when an emergency comes along.
You know what? Nobody minds them. And on top of that, nobody not necessarily doesn't mind them, but on top of that, they really want them to be there. And I think that actually is a pretty good example of how people feel for the most part about our law enforcement officers and our law enforcement personnel. But anyway, having said that, you and I have a couple of close friends who were immediately impacted by the storm. One is Dan McAdams, who's a pretty regular guest on the show, and the other is your former boss, former Congressman Ron Paul, and a gentleman who I have all the time in the world for also. How were they affected? It's been very difficult for me to get hold of anybody down there, and just out of politeness, I don't want to bug either Ron or Daniel about how they're doing, because I know that it's a tough time for them, but you're pretty close to them. How are they doing?
Well, they're both fine. Daniel and his family actually evacuated to Dallas with some friends. Ron and his family stayed put. Ron's house is built up a little bit. In other words, the foundation was raised when it was built. It happens to be pretty close, I think less than a half a mile from a bayou that undoubtedly overran its banks. And he's also close to the Brazos River, which has overflowed, which feeds out into the Gulf there. But Dr. Paul's house also has a wonderful system of outside generators that are fed by underground natural gas lines. And so I don't believe he's lost power, but if in fact they did, those you know, a lot of people in South Texas, just like a lot of people in other hurricane areas like South Florida, have these magnificent generators outside that just kick on seamlessly. You don't have to fill them with diesel or anything else. They just run on natural gas underground. So, you know, he's doing great, and they've actually been quite comfortable at home.
You know, one thing I would have to say is that Ron obviously puts his money where his mouth is, and he puts his lifestyle where his mouth is. I don't think this is necessarily true only of Texans, and Ron and Carol are certainly very avid Texans, as is Rand, I'm sure. But having said that, I saw the same thing in spades when I visited Alaska a couple of years ago. Boy, they are ready for anything down there, and they are a very, very interesting group of very self-reliant people. Boy, you don't talk about gun control, for lack of better terms, in either Texas or Alaska for all of the right reasons. You know, what I find to be interesting about what happened in Houston, Jeff, is the fact that people took care of themselves, and that's a great example of what needs to happen in our country. People need to look to places like Houston, for lack of better terms, and to an extent to places like Alaska, for lack of better terms, because you know what? Our country was based on the principle of freedom. Our country was based on the principle of self-reliance, and that certainly happened in the Houston area, and I thank God for all of those folks. KER Politics, we'll be back with you next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.